So many years after David ruled the Jewish people, there was an incredibly evil king named Ahab, and he led the people away from worshiping the true God to worshiping a false god. So God sent his prophet Elijah to Ahab, and Elijah told Ahab, "It's not going to rain again until I say so." And it didn't rain, and there was a drought, and there was a famine. So then God sent Elijah back to Ahab, and when Ahab saw Elijah, he said, "Oh, here's the wretch responsible for this disaster." But Elijah said, "It's not my fault. It's your fault. You're the one who led the people to worship false gods. So you need to gather all the people and all their prophets and meet me at the mountain." So they all met at the mountain, and then Elijah told the people, "You need to make up your minds. If God is a true God, worship him. If your God is a true God, worship him." But the people didn't say anything. Now, at the time, it was the custom of people, when they wanted something from their God, to burn a sacrifice. So Elijah told the people, "Your prophets are going to build an altar, and I'm going to build an altar. And we're going to put a sacrifice on each altar, but we're not going to light them on fire. Whichever God sends fire to burn up the sacrifice, he is the true God." And the people really liked this idea. So their prophets built an altar, and they placed a sacrifice on it, and they prayed really loudly all morning, but nothing happened, and no one responded. So then Elijah began mocking them, saying, "You need to pray more loudly because maybe your God is asleep, or maybe he's on the toilet." So they prayed even more loudly all afternoon. They even cut themselves with knives until they were covered with blood. But still, nothing happened, and no one responded. So then Elijah built an altar, and he put a sacrifice on it, and then he dug a trench all the way around it, and he told the people to put water on it. And they poured so much water on it that it was completely soaked, and the trench was filled with water. And then he prayed, "God, show the people that you are the true God, and that you are calling them back to yourself to follow you with their whole heart." And immediately God sent fire down from heaven, and it burned up everything, and even the water in the trench was gone. And so then the people bowed down low to the ground, and they said, "God is the true God. God is the true God." Not long after, the sky began to fill with clouds, and soon it began to rain.